thing that breaches that acceptance. And that's a terrible responsibility. And those of us in the field forget about that an awful lot of times. We pass off information and we give people a lot of half-truths and we give people just a lot of opinions without really realizing how the people view us.
Some thoughts about banks and bankers from Two of the Same. And I'm Mike Powell.
Dave Brubeck and the Trolley Song, and the time is 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hello there, everybody. This is Terry, and also...
I'm Kathy.
And we're here to play music for you and everything until it's 8 o'clock. But then we have to go home because then the streetlights come on, huh, Kathy?
Yeah, because my mommy doesn't want me out when the streetlights come on.
Here, take my hand.
A report from Shell. For some time now, most gasolines have contained one or more additives blended into them in small but effective amounts. Now the Shell Oil Company has come along with a new mixture of additives called TCP2, an improvement, Shell says, on the original TCP that Shell made famous some years ago. About half a teaspoonful of TCP2 goes into each gallon, enough, Shell chemists say, to help your car stay in tune. Lest you think the Shell people have lost their traditional interest in gasoline mileage, they point out that when your engine is in tune, it's likely to get better mileage than when it isn't. And, what may be of greater importance, a tuned engine tends to have fewer harmful emissions in its exhaust. It's nice to learn that good mileage and fewer exhaust emissions can go hand in hand. Incidentally, Shell informs us they put TCP2 not just in their premium gasoline, but in all Shell gasolines.
Well, anyway, I know who this fella here is.
Oh.
Here comes Scandalous John. He can howl like a coyote and ride like the wind, but he can't survive in the new chrome-plated West. Land grabbers are coming to pave the prairies, but Scandalous John is ready for them. See Scandalous John, a different motion picture from Walt Disney Productions. Scored by Rod McEwen, rated G.
Scandalous John opens Friday at United Artists Cinema Stonestown, Stonestown Shopping Center, and July 9th at Town and Country in San Jose.
You want to go see that?
No, but I do want to be a child again. Just talking like that is so much fun.
I know.
Howdy, Boo. You know what I would love to do?
What?
I'd love to get a big handful of mashed potatoes
and
just hit myself right in the face with it.
Or squish them in your fingers.
And then spill milk.
And then pick up your Jell-O.
And be sent to my room.
You got a TV in there.
I do?
Don't you?
No, no. No, you're mixing my childhood up with somebody else. We had a Quaker Oats box and a string. That was it.
There's no space or time. And I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
Done there by Donny Hathaway. Pretty song. Song for you. 20 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. How's your face?
TWA's 747 Coach Lounge. We'd like to brag about it, but we won't. Because it's just part of TWA's 707 and 747 Ambassador Service. A total door-to-door service that's one of the biggest successes in the airline business. TWA's 747 Coach Lounge and Ambassador Service. Together. Nobody else gives you anything like it.
Next time you're flying across the United States, take a TWA Ambassador flight to 10 Midwest and East Coast cities. Nobody else gives you anything like it.
San Francisco.
Sears Big Holiday Weekend Paint Sale is on right now. Yes, this week you can buy Sears exterior, interior, latex paint at a price you won't believe. This week you can buy 2 gallons of Sears Special Low Price Paint for only $5. That's right, Sears interior and exterior latex paint in whiter colors at an unheard-of low price. 2 gallons for only $5, so grab up enough to paint your entire house, inside and outside, this long holiday weekend. Charge it on Sears Revolving Charge. Sale ends Sunday at 5 p.m. at your nearby Bay Area Sears store. 22 and a half past 7. I always kid Kathy Gorey about the fact that she is a fifth-generation San Franciscan. I kid her because I'm probably, you know, so green with envy.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not necessarily the explanation. Don't
okay.
be so quick
All
to
right.
jump on things. But you do know a lot about the area and about California.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a man called me and said that he went to school in San Luis Obispo, and he said it is not pronounced San Luis Obispo. It's pronounced... Have any guesses how it's pronounced?
San Luis.
No, it's pronounced Cleveland.
Cleveland.
No, it's pronounced...
No.
He said that it's pronounced San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, well, we call it San Luis Obispo.
We?
Oh,
a fifth-generation San Franciscan would...
Yes.
If you call it San Luis, then that would automatically change it. Right? The power of... The,
yes, the power of...
Aristocracy.
Of aristocracy, right. It's a privilege of the royal blood.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love. Never ending love.
Ending song of love for you, and that's done by Delaney and Bonnie and friends. Everybody sound a little loaded. Well, somebody was in the other room singing. Kathy, wait, let me see. There's a man still on the phone. Would you turn up the phone, please? Hello, sir. You still there?
Yeah.
You said, well, repeat what you said. Well, calling San Luis.
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
But then here's a couple more for you, being, Kathy, a native of San Francisco.
See, I was the only one that had the advantage of hearing the way you phrased that. Would you... You said calling San Luis Obispo, San Luis Obispo.
Right.
It was like saying...
Well, Gurneyville or Guerneville.
I remember doing that on the morning show. Which was it?
I don't remember.
I always said Gurneyville.
All right, here's another one, too, Kath. Is it Greenwich Street or Greenwich?
Well, I think it's...
Greenwich.
It is Greenwich.
Try this one.
Wait a minute. Wait
tomato.
A minute. Wait, you say tomato, and I say... Is it really Greenwich Street?
But in San Francisco, it's Greenwich.
Greenwich, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we call it Louis instead of Louis because as a fifth-generation San Franciscan, I've been here longer. I can be more familiar with him.
Right. We can relate.
Are you also a fifth-generation snob, San Francisco?
Right. Well, not quite fifth, no.
No.
But my family came here in about 1890. Both my family and my wife's family.
Of their own accord?
Right. Willingly.
There's I think the most glaring example I can give you of that type of mispronunciation or misunderstanding of, you know, local interpretation of words. There is a township outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To look at the word, the name of this township, you would pronounce it Versailles, because that's exactly how it's spelled. But I've seen so many newsmen come into that area and say Versailles Township, and they pronounce it Versailles, which is pretty awful, really. But it's a local quirk. Are there any more like Greenwich Street?
Kearney.
Kearney, yeah.
Noe. And no.
Right.
People say no, but it's Noe. I mean, we say Noe.
You think being around for five generations, you people would know how to speak properly.
In the past year, thousands of Americans switched from big cars to medium-sized cars like the Torino, Chevelle, and Satellite. Medium-sized cars are less expensive to buy and can still hold a family of six in comfort. We'd like to tell you about a medium-sized car that we think has more advantages than its competition, the American Motors Matador. The Matador has more room inside than the Torino, Chevelle, or Satellite. The Matador has a longer wheelbase for a comfortable ride. And the Matador has a bigger trunk than the Torino, Chevelle, or Satellite. An 18-cubic-foot trunk that's as large as the trunk of bigger cars. Right now, your American Motors dealer is also making the best possible deals around. So, before you decide on a Torino, Chevelle, or Satellite, why don't you take a look at the American Motors Matador?
I didn't say the weather in Sui Sun, did I really? Did I once say that?
No, you didn't.
Whoop, your radio's up and I turned your telephone on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry I did that. Here's somebody else on the phone with probably a correction or two. Bruce, please. Hello.
Yes, Terry.
Yes.
I'm from North Carolina.
No, I'm sorry, that's North Carolina.
No, let me tell you, there is a town in South Carolina... It is spelled B-A-U-O-F-O-R-T.
Beaufort.
You know what they want to call it?
What?
Beaufort.
Beaufort. No, it's Beaufort. Beaufort, North Carolina.
No, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
All right. It should be Beaufort, and they call it Beaufort.
Well, it's at some dang Yankees. That did to you every time.
Now, Terry...
You got to have some corn pone in your mouth. Say no. It is different in every town. You have to be hip to what the local language is. And
I guess that's true because in my home state of North Carolina, we have a town called Concord, and it's called Concord in Massachusetts,
yeah.
And it's Concord in North Carolina.
They say Concord.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. If I'm ever in North Carolina now, I'll be able to pass. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is that an accusation or a greeting?
Neither. I just had to turn my radio
down. No, I'm sorry, it's neither.
Yeah, right.
I just called to say Alameda and Save. It's been driving me crazy for years. They say Versailles for Versailles and Buena Vista for Buena Vista on their streets.
Who does that?
Alamedans.
Alamedans.
Yeah, I live in, or lived in Alameda and teach there, and it's just one of the little local quirks.
And what is it they say? They say Buena Vista.
They say Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
Instead of Buena Vista. And you'd think in an area where there were a lot of Spanish names, people would know better, but everyone who's a native Alamedan says Buena Vista.
Well, I still see the word Juniperus serra, and my knees shake, because when
Juniper.
I first started here, Rick Wagstaff, I'll never forget that, he handed me, there's an accident on Junipera Passaraja. Couldn't believe that. You know, I thought they were kidding me. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Kind of interesting. Bye-bye. KSFO in San Francisco. Hello. I don't have the answer to that. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How do you pronounce the name of the city in which you're living?
In which I'm living?
Mm-hmm.
Sausalito.
Oh, no, in which you're broadcasting from then.
San Francisco.
Oh, that's good.
have you ever heard it pronounced any other way?
Oh, yes, San Francisco.
Oh, but well, that's only if you're going to follow it with Open Your Golden Gate.
No, really. People who are not from San Francisco or not from California or thereabouts pronounce it so differently.
Well, there was a song that was I Left My Heart in San Francisco. There was an arrangement of it done by Carmen McRae about 7 or 8 years ago, and I worked for a little jazz station in back east, and there was a passage in there where she says, I want to go back to where the squares call Frisco, to what the squares call Frisco.
Oh, that's a bad word.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That was the first time I was hip to that.
But San Francisco, people from out of the state and out of this area usually will do that, and they think they're being very correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much just for at least checking up on me.
Well, yeah, all right.
All right, thank you.
Too.
Okay.
Okay.
Kathy, why don't you talk to this next person?
Hello?
Yeah.
You have something to mispronounce?
Yeah. My uncle Lenny's come from the country, so it's called Golf Street, Gooey Street, see?
Golf Street called Gooey?
Oh.
Sir, you're just sitting at home reaching, aren't you?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, being an old Pennsylvanian, I thought maybe, say, around Pittsburgh, when we were back there 3 years ago, the wife saw the sign that says R-E-A-D-I-N-G. She says, oh, Reading. I said, no, that's Reading.
Reading, yeah.
And then right out of Altoona, there's another one, J-U-A-N-I-T-A. And she says, oh, Juanita. I said, no, Juniata.
Yeah, it is pronounced Juniata.
That is correct.
What do I get?
I don't know.
I get shipped back to Altoona.
Back to Pittsburgh anyway, yeah?
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, there.
Bye-bye. Hello. It's easy for you to say.
You can't afford to fool around when you buy new tires. You need tires that are built for performance, like Phillips Custom PGB 66 tires. These tires are reinforced with 2 fiberglass belt plies plus 2 polyester body plies. Get them now at the Performance Stop, the Phillips 66 station nearest you. And remember, at Phillips 66, it's performance that counts.
I find this interesting because I'm subject to mispronouncing things, or at least the possibility of mispronouncing things a lot in the work. So maybe somebody will continue my education for me. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Yes.
This is Pat Bergstresser.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I haven't seen you since we went to that park in East Bay and picked up some litter about a year or so ago.
No, you saw me a little while later.
But yes, but we can't talk about that on the air, Pat.
I'm on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No, I thought you were calling about the mispronunciation of cities, but you're not doing that. What are you calling me about, Pat?
I can't say over the air.
You can't?
No. Why don't you take me off the air quickly?
Oh, okay. I wonder what's on Pat's mind. Hello.
Hi, this is Dale over in Castor Valley, and I'm from I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Right outside of Milwaukee, there's a town called Thienville.
I'm sorry, what's it called?
It's called Theensels. It's spelled T-H-E-I-N-S, and then whatever, V-I-L-L-E. And about half the people in Milwaukee say Theensville, and then about half say Teensville. And the only reason I can think of that is because there's so many German people around there, and the German language, you can't say the sound, so they say Teensville. But I got into a fight over that once with a kid, whether it was Theensville or Teensville.
You mean there were actually Teensville wars in Milwaukee?
Yeah, you could say that. Only in the streets, though.
Well, only in the streets. Well, that's where it should stay.
Well, right.
Okay, well, was it ever settled? Or I guess it's just a matter of interpretation.
It was settled when I bloodied the other guy's lip. And from then on, to him, it was the way I said it.
All right, thank you. The old American way. Hello.
Terry?
Yes?
Hi. Listen, I'm at the corner of Polk and Eddy, and in conjunction with your conversation, we used to call Vallejo Valley Joe.
Valley Joe.
Are you ready for that?
You're at the corner of what?
Polk and Eddy at Colonel Sanders.
What are you doing there?
Getting dinner. Is there any other way?
Oh, you're getting some finger-licking chicken.
Right on.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself. Polk and Eddy.
Listen, also, another one. It's not Union, it's Yunyun.
Okay, thank you. One last one.
Hi, Terry. I think I've got the all-time winner for you.
I need it.
Okay, it's from the East Coast, and I have to spell it for you, and you try and pronounce it.
All right.
L-E-O-M-I-N-I-S-T-E-R.
L-E-O-M-I-N-I-S-T-E-R.
It's a little town just outside of Boston.
Leo Minister.
No, they call it Lemonster.
Lemonster?
Lemonster, Massachusetts.
I want those people brought in here.
I do, too.
San Francisco Federal Savings. Why it beats a bank, a mattress, and a well-heeled uncle. Look, what you want most out of an investment is a nice, healthy return. Safe and big. Well, money in a mattress, it's lazy. Neither safe nor active. Rich uncles, did you ever notice the way people young enough to be your daughter get between uncles and their money? San Francisco Federal Savings pays more than money you bank. 5% on Fastbook savings, 6% on 2-year savings certificates of $5,000 on up. This is the highest return on insured savings anywhere. We also maintain reserves more than 70% above federal requirements, just part of our extra margin of safety. If you can't beat us, join us. We make money, make money.
San Francisco Federal... San Francisco Federal has 11 Bay Area offices, including one in Santa Rosa at 745 Coddington Center. Coddington Center. Go in for your free ecology litter bag. Would you please? Music. Music Saravan. This is a tune that was made quite popular by Ethel Waters on Broadway many, many years ago.
Skies ain't gonna cloud no more, the crops ain't gonna fail. Caught a bluebird by the toe, a rainbow by the tail. A certain man with eyes that shine voodooed up. A
before 8 o'clock. I hate the expression, I have opened a can of worms, but that's exactly what I've done. Not with that record. That was a beautiful record by Sarah Vaughan, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe. But with this mispronunciation. A couple of things interesting happened while you were listening to that record. Some people called up, and one woman called up and said, how do you spell P-A-L-L-M-A-L-L? If you smoke them, first of all, you're not very bright. They're called Pall Malls. And if you fall down a hill in that fashion, then you're falling down pell-mell, right? Okay, big deal. Somebody else called in with a town in Alabama called Who'da Thought It? I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm sure there must be a couple of hundred towns across the country with strange names like that. But the most interesting call I had was a man who said, there's one word that people use, and we have all used it at one time or another, that does not exist. But people use it, and it's interesting. People will use it, and I have myself, until somebody finally corrected me, to impress you people with. But the word doesn't exist. The word is irregardless. There is no such word in the English language. I've heard people say, I'm going to do that irregardless of whatever happens. Well, there's no such word as irregardless. I don't mean to sound, like the schoolmaster, but that is an interesting point. There's a man on the phone here, though, who does sound like a schoolmaster. Yes, sir.
Terry?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dispatcher at American Courier. We ship, and I wanted to tell you one that I ran across that was funny, and I'll get out.
What's that?
You know, when a name is spelled stupid, you sometimes think, well, they wouldn't pronounce it that way. But that's how they do. Cockeyesville, Maryland.
Cockeyesville?
Believe it or not, it's spelled exactly that way. C-O-C-K-E-Y-S. I cracked up, but I had to call him, and I said, is this Cokesville? I figured, no way could they pronounce it the way it's called.
Cokesville's kind of interesting, too.
Right.
Cockeyesville?
Cockeyesville.
I don't believe... I mean, you're pulling my leg, aren't you?
Not either, by golly, I had to call him.
What's the area code?
Maryland.
Yeah, but do you know what the zip code, the area code is? I want to call them right now.
Just a minute.
Cockeyesville? Let's play a commercial.
Give me the blue of a peaceful mountain stream. If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
Only 16 miles from Lake Tahoe lies Tahoe Donner, a good place to own land, to build a recreation home. But to buy into this promised land, you'll have to make some promises. Take trees. At Tahoe Donner, you can't take them off the back part of your own property. Environment is a mutual concern at Tahoe Donner. Does that sound like something you'd like to be a part of?
If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
Tahoe Donner, resort living for all seasons.
If you like the way it is, you like the way it's gonna be.
For a full-color brochure and Sierra Nature Guide, write to Tahoe Donner, Post Office Box 1978, San Leandro.
I'm currently calling Cockeyesville, Maryland. Could you give me the telephone, please? See if this goes through. 301, that's the Baltimore area code. Cockeyesville, Maryland. Doesn't seem possible. I don't know why not. There's a town in Pennsylvania called Bird in Hand. Pennsylvania Dutch town. Did you say that Yosemite is the correct way to pronounce
Yosemite?
It's not Yosemite?
Well, Yosemite's a traditional way.
You know, I'm just a dumb kid from back east. You taking advantage of me, or you...
No, that's how I say it. Yosemite. The Great Valley of the Yosemite.
You people are strange here in the West. I don't understand you. There's nobody home in Baltimore, by the way. That's odd. Maybe they all went to Cockeyesville.
Maybe. For the weekend.
A couple of more rings, and then we're going to hang up. Remember, the count is three up, and there is 14 cents in the Dialing for Dollars jackpot. Well, we're not going to find out anything more about Cockeyesville. No, okay, let's forget that. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Yes.
I was going to keep ringing until it was midnight. You don't answer your ring.
What a great laugh you have, isn't
it? You're naughty. You know that. Terry, listen.
Yes?
I have really a good one.
All right.
How about Kanata College, which is spelled C-A-N-A-D-A, Canada?
Yeah, but that has I believe they call it, isn't that a cedilla? That accent mark?
But not punctuation? Not on the road, Kanata Road. They call it Kanata, and it's just Canada.
Yeah, that's probably because the printing office of the state doesn't have a cedilla.
Goofed? You mean the printing office goofed and didn't put the little floopy up there?
It's not a floopy. I think it's a cedilla.
Oh. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh. Not
you know, they probably don't have any sedillas or umlauts.
Or an armadillo?
Or they may have an armadillo or two, but you'd probably have to call ahead.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello.
This is the 21-year-old kid again.
The 21-year-old kid again?
Yeah. That I called you about, who'd have thought it? I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and it's not pronounced Cockeysville. It's pronounced Cockeysville.
Cockeysville?
Yeah, C-O-C-K-E-Y-S. Cockeysville.
That makes it all understandable. it really is such a place, though.
Yeah.
What's it like?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Probably just as well. Somebody has, though. Maybe somebody who's been there will inform us. Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Are you really 21? I don't believe her. She's sneaked out of her room to call. Hello.
Oh, Terry.
Yes.
I'm from Philadelphia, and we have a river there, S-C-H-U-Y-K-I-L-L.
Wait a minute. I should know that. What is it again?
S-C-H-U-Y-K-I-L-L.
I should know this. Yeah, the Skookie is
Schuylkill.
Schuylkill.
Many people call it Skykill.
That's right.
Okay.
I wasn't even that close. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello, Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
We are from the state of Washington, and just on the other side of the border in Idaho, there is a little town between Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint, and it's spelled A-T-H-O-L. And I swear to God, that's the truth.
It's spelled what?
A-T-H-O-L.
O-L. Thank you.
Bye.
Don't sing. That's right. Hello.
Yeah. You tell this girl that called that it is not Valley Joe. It is called Vallejo. And if you really want to go through it, it is Vallejo.
And may you have a nice evening, sir. Thank you for calling. Hello.
Yeah, see, that woman was a little bit off on that Yosemite. It's Yosemite. It's named after the Yosemite Indians. It's a corruption of the word. You understand that? Also, the English language is a living language. It's completely in movement at all times. There is one word that has been added that I know of anyway, and it's the word. Up until this time, there was no such word, and the word was finalized. And that word was used in a press conference by President Eisenhower. And now it's part of the English language.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
Yes, I like things to be hard and firm.
I'll bet you do, sir. You have a very hard and firm voice.
Well, anyway.
May I ask what you do for a living?
I'm in advertising.
You're in advertising?
Yeah.
Do you run it up the flagpole? Did you ever drop it in the well? No, do you still know? No, I don't mean to just be, smart alecky, because my father is in the advertising business as well. And I was always so pleased to never hear any of his friends say things like that.
For instance, what do you mean?
Yeah, for instance, things like, well, let's run it up the flagpole. That's nice. They used to say ball of wax a lot. They used to sit around at cocktail parties and say ball of wax.
Well, if you're trying to sell anything, you better be firm and you better be adamant. You better make yourself understood immediately, or it can result in a loss of a sale. But anyway, the English language, I like the English language, and I find that it's an asset in life. But it's just like the church. I always think of the church as hard and firm, and it always was up until about 20 years ago. And I always thought the English language was until I got into studying a little bit about it. And the thing is in constant flux and constant movement, which I don't like too well. But
would it be fair to assume that you are a man who would not prefer to sleep on a waterbed?
You got it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Hello.
You want funny names? Within about 10-mile radius in Northern California, there are five little towns. They're called Igo, Ono, Peanut, Hayfork, and Olinda.
Would you give me those again, please?
Igo, which is I-G-O.
Yeah.
Ono, O-N-O.
Uh-huh.
Peanut, Hayfork, and Olinda.
God, that's great. Where is it? Northern California?
Yes, just on the west side of Redding.
Igo to Igo.
Oh, no.
No, not with you. Okay, thank you, sir. Just a couple more calls, and then I guess we should play some music and get out of here. Hello.
How would you pronounce the town where the Dodgers come from?
Brooklyn.
No, since they moved out west.
Los Angeles.
The old San Franciscans will call it Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's why we've never gotten along too well with those people down there. We keep mispronouncing their town.
That's right. Even they pronounce it that way.
Well, what do they know? Hello.
Yes, Terry, I just thought I'd tell you that don't feel so bad with all the researchers that David Frost has on his program. When he had Evel Knievel on this week, he pronounced it Yakima, Washington. And the whole audience just kind of broke up.
He pronounced it what?
Yakima, Washington. Yakima.
Oh, Yakima. Yakima.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good that people make mistakes. It keeps us human.
Right.
Don't want to make too many, though.
Okay.
After all, we've got to keep firm.
Okay,
thank you very much for calling. Everybody who called in, I really appreciate it. It was an education for me, and I'll certainly learn to keep my mouth closed from now on.
TWA's 747 Coach Lounge. We'd like to brag about it, but we won't, because it's just part of TWA's 707 and 747 Ambassador Service, a total door-to-door service that's one of the biggest successes in the airline business. TWA's 747 Coach Lounge and Ambassador Service, together. Nobody else gives you anything like it.
Next time you're flying across the United States, take a very, very close look at each town and memorize it so you'll never forget it. And be sure you're on a TWA Ambassador flight to 10 Midwest and East Coast cities. Nobody else gives anything like it. Again, thank you all very, very much for calling in. And it's always a help whenever you're new to an area. And it takes a long time to learn the pronunciations and the right inflections and everything. So here we are with a record. My Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Featuring Sweat on this one, as a matter of fact. He's always been my favorite.
Go down.
no, no.
He's going to hurt his voice if he doesn't watch that. David Clayton Thomas and Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and that's from their brand new album, Go Down Gamblin'. Time is 2.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. I wonder where they got those horns. I know a very nice place where they could return them. Mm-hmm. Now a big sale of good mileage tires from your local Shell dealer. It's Shell's number one tire sale of the year. Yes, your Shell dealer has the size and quality you want at the price you want. If you need new tires, or you're close to it, now's the time to buy during Shell's number one tire sale of the year. It's happening at all participating Shell stations.
This is the year of the Fox.
The Fox and the Giants.
The Giants are going to do it this year.
Lanier at second, Bonds at first with one down, top of the sixth. The Giants trail 1-0 to the Mets. Sadecki ready to work to Spire. His pitch. Line drive base hit into left center field. Coming in to score is Lanier. Bonds is going to third. He'll try to score. The throw coming in. Here's Harrelson relay to the plate. And Bonds scores. And the Giants lead it by a score of 2-1.
This is the year of the Fox.
The Fox and the Giants.
Giants are going to do it this year.
The Fox and the Giants.
Giants are going to do it this year.
Well, we did it this afternoon. It was a bit of work, but the Giants won by a score of 8-7 over St. Louis. Tomorrow night at 7:40 will be another baseball game. Don't miss the big 4th of July sale now in full swing at all 12 Macy's. You'll find your favorite Macy's filled with the midsummer merchandise you want at prices designed to save you money. Luggage, outdoor furniture, indoor, outdoor carpet, sportswear, and swimsuits. All the items you need for summertime fun, plus things to brighten your home. Macy's offers big savings on draperies, sheets, and rugs. Plan now to shop tomorrow during the big 4th of July sale at all 12 Macy's. Thank you, Kathy Gorey.
Thank you.
You're a pretty little lady.
Take care of camp.
I will. I'll be here tomorrow night, and then I'm going away. Before doing anything else, though, I have a gentleman on the telephone. This is the capper for our conversation tonight. Could you sign in, sir, and tell us where you're from?
Yes, I'm from Cockeysville, Maryland.
And you're not kidding me?
No, I'm not. It's a suburb just north of Baltimore, near such famous towns as Moncton and Towson. And it's a suburb just like you would expect any suburb of any town around any other large city.
Yeah, and
it's
except that
it's a freeway.
Except that it has an unbelievable name.
Yes, but it is pronounced Cockeysville.
Not Cockeysville.
No, it's Cockeysville.
That's great.
And I'm sure you are aware of the towns in Pennsylvania.
Oh yeah, Bird in Hand and all that. Yeah. The thing that I'm out of time. Can you give me in 10 seconds, you know, like one experience that comes to your mind most readily about being from Cockeysville? Maybe having to tell your sergeant that in the Army or something. But when was it most embarrassing or most humorous for you to say you were from Cockeysville, Maryland? Do you remember?
Filling out my license for my marriage license.
Good night. This is KSFO in San Francisco. I'll see you tomorrow.
KSFO News. State legislative negotiators reached general agreement tonight on a compromise $7.33 billion state budget, a spending program $600 million more than originally proposed by Governor Reagan. The record spending plan would require a state tax increase, something the governor opposes. A 6-member conference committee of assemblymen and senators plans to send the budget to each house late tonight, and the budget will be voted on by the full assembly and Senate in the morning. San Francisco Assemblyman Willie Brown, one of the conferees, says the rewritten budget would require new taxes to balance. 24 West Coast ports, including Oakland and San Francisco, are shut down for the first time in 23 years due to the longshoremen strike. Union spokesman Sidney Roger describing the issues.
They're talking about 40 hours a week guaranteed. In other words, work or pay. Our demand, for example, was for an 85 cent an hour increase this year and 75 next year, which would be, for us, for example, the first year, $5.13 an hour, 40 hours.
Three other major strikes are all centered in San Francisco. They involve 6,000 union painters. 3,000 carpenters and tunnel workers, and 1,000 sheet metal workers. Many of the smaller labor disputes are also centered in Northern California. Half of the 80 civil servants struck in Mill Valley because the city council refused to negotiate with them. About 400 employees walked off the job at the Safeway store's grocery warehouse in Richmond after two Teamster union members were fired for insubordination. The Oakland Airport is continuing operations despite a walkout by 200 employees. The Oakland Maritime Port workers are also on strike. One of the smallest strikes is being staged by 52 drivers who run the buses from downtown San Francisco to the airport. Selective service offices throughout the nation are still operating, but no inductions are being made now that the draft bill has expired. Local newsman Peter Laufer went to his draft board office in San Rafael this morning to demand that his own file be returned since the bill has expired and technically there's no more draft. Officials there refused, but Laufer isn't satisfied.
We're now appealing this to both the National Director of the Selective Service and the State Director of the Selective Service. We anticipate that they also will refuse to turn the documents over. If they do, we will file a class action suit on behalf of all draft age men against the federal government, demanding them to show cause why they won't turn over these documents.
Meanwhile, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John Stennis of Mississippi, says the outlook for the draft law is highly uncertain. Viet Cong has told the U.S. delegation at the Paris talks that if the U.S. accepts their new peace plan, all American prisoners and troops can be back home by Christmas. The Viet Cong's foreign minister says North Vietnam will begin releasing the prisoners as soon as a complete withdrawal begins. The Nixon administration is calling the proposal both positive and negative. White House News Secretary Ron Ziegler says the plan is being studied carefully, but refuses to comment on whether the Viet Cong offer satisfies the president's long-standing requirement that all American POWs be released before U.S. troops pull out. More news in a moment.
Do you know what AFCO Financial Services is?
Uh-uh.
AFCO Financial Services is a place where you can borrow money, whatever reason you needed it.
Right, okay. I got it.
Here's what we'll do. I'll say something. If you can possibly relate it to AFCO Financial Services, you answer AFCO.
Right, okay.
Okay. Loans.
AFCO.
Vacation.
AFCO.
Bills.
AFCO.
Legs.
AFCO.
AFCO. AFCO?
That's right, actually, because there's so many AFCO offices across the country that you can walk to most of them.
I get it. Yeah, I got it.
Jet airplane.
AFCO.
Why?
I imagine if you can walk to them, you can fly to them, right?
Also, you can go on vacation trips.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. Money.
AFCO.
Okay, then what we've established is that when you come into AFCO, you come into money, because if you deserve the credit at AFCO, you get it.
Right.
And that's not your answer, is it?
No, that's not my answer. AFCO is my answer.
Right, AFCO.
Do I win?
KSFO Sports reports in baseball in the National League. The San Francisco Giants defeat the St. Louis Cards 8-7. Pittsburgh shut out the New York Mets 3-0. Atlanta down Montreal 7-3. In the American League, Washington beat the New York Yankees 3-1. Cleveland edged Baltimore 3-2. The local weather forecast calls for fair skies through Saturday, except for the usual fog along the coast extending inland tomorrow morning. Overnight temperatures in the 50s. Tomorrow's highs in the 60s along the coast to the 70s inland. In the Sierra, fair and warmer through Saturday. And that's KSFO News. Herb Kennedy reporting. KSFO News is everywhere. And now, Gene Nelson.
partner is Stephen Stills. He's got a good new album out, too. Good evening. Gene Nelson with you till midnight on KSFO.
Honey, don't stay out in that. You're getting soaked.